All right, everyone. It is Wednesday, January 9th, 2008. It's time to get back to business since the new year is upon us. Aloha and welcome to A2 Unplugged, the Apple II podcast, brought to you by A2Central.com, your total source for Apple II computing. Visit them on the web at www.A2Central.com. By Juice GS, the world's premier Apple II publication. Check them out in 2008 at www.juice.gs and by listeners like you. Thanks for your donations. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Hi, everybody. This is Ryan Suinaga. You are listening to A2 Unplugged, the Apple II podcast, coming to you live from beautiful and a little bit chilly Kaneohe, Hawaii. You can reach our website over at www.a2unplugged.com. If you'd like to reach us by email, that address is a2unplugged@gmail.com. And if you'd like to leave a message via voicemail, the number for that is 808-218-2737. We had a little bit of listener email from our previous episode. This from Holy. Holy writes, I picked up Opus 2 from Syndicom and was a bit concerned about how expensive it seemed until I got a chance to sit down and look at everything it contains and how well it was put together. It would have been easy to just slam a bunch of disk images on a CD and call it good, but Mike really went over the top making sure it was a well-documented, three formats of the manuals, and ready-to-use collection. If you don't have a Mac, you'll need CiderPress to make sense of the disk contents, but it is really worth the investment in the best tools made for the GS. Remember that Apple resold the command line versions of these tools as the Apple Programmers Workshop. Thanks for the podcast and keep it going. Weekly has definitely been a plus. Don't forget the Retro Challenge Winter Warm-Up 2008 now going on at http://retrochallenge.net/2008/winter. Holy. Thanks a lot, Holy. Now, I lied to you again. I was hoping that we could have our special year-end wrap-up, year-beginning look-forward episode, but scheduling made that rather difficult. So instead, we will continue looking at programming the Apple IIgs. This time, pick a language, any language. To continue on our theme from last week, it's important to pick a language for your Apple IIgs programming. If you are going to be programming the Apple IIgs, your best choices are likely to be between C, Assembler, Pascal, and Basic. Picking a language is not unlike picking a college to go to. A lot depends on your own desires and needs. There's no perfect language for everyone in every situation. If you want the fastest running programs you can get, it's pretty clear Assembler is your best choice. If you want a language that's similar to, but far from identical to, AppleSoft Basic, then try GSoft Basic. If you want a language that's usable on other platforms, and by that I'm meaning more modern platforms, C is your best bet. And if you want a language that's pretty easy to learn and read, yet able to do just about everything a 2GS can do, then Pascal is a great choice. In fact, that's the language of choice for me. If you've not learned anything about the language that you are studying at all, I'd suggest taking a look at the programming course associated with the language that's on Opus 2, if there is one. There isn't one for each programming language, but there are ones for Pascal, C, and GSoft Basic. These are called Learn to Program in Pascal, Learn to Program in C, and Learn to Program in GSoft Basic. These won't teach you everything you need to know to do a desktop-style program, but they'll cover basics. In other words, they'll get you going from Hello World onto being able to do math, some simple disk access, sorting, and other kind of very simple programming that's essential to learning how to program on a 2GS. Once you've completed these courses, you might want to take a second course. These would be the toolbox programming courses that are also included on Opus 2. They're available for C and Pascal. These courses will give you lots of sample code and assignments writing actual desktop programs and desk accessories on the Apple IIgs. So if you'd like to write some great Apple IIgs word processor, or you would like to write the next great Apple IIgs disk imaging program, or if you would like to write the next Marinetti Aware IRC chat client, then you have your basis put out for you in Toolbox programming courses that are available for C and Pascal. In fact, they're what I used to get going on my 2GS programming projects. When you are programming in the 2GS desktop, you will find, however, that one of the things you need to do besides learning the programming language of your choice is to build resources. Resources are things like windows, are things like menu bars, are things like dialog boxes that make a desktop program a desktop program. You'll need to build these resources on a 2GS in a programming language that's all its own called Res. Res is one of the more time-consuming things that you'll need to deal with when you do Apple IIgs programming. It can also be quite frustrating. We're not going to talk about Res anymore in this episode, but it will be coming up again in another episode. Now, doing these programming courses, I'm assuming in your spare time, are going to probably take you a few months. Even if you spend as much of your free time as possible working on these, it takes a while for programming education to set into your brain. Sometimes you need to take a break for a while and come back, and maybe you'll have one of those aha moments while you're taking a break. Even if you've actually done quite a bit of programming, sometimes you'll stop for a while, come back a couple of days later, a week later, a month later, maybe a couple of months later, look at your programming code and just think to yourself, what the hell was I thinking here? I know I've had that happen quite a few times myself. In fact, it's been a few months since the last time I picked up some code, so I'm betting that the next time I look at the code for Emily, I'm going to think to myself, what the hell was I thinking there? In any case, if you've done all of these things, you've probably completed a few programs in both courses and thought about how to go about building your own projects. You've also probably beaten yourself around the head quite a bit using those thick toolbox reference manuals, and you've also asked for help many, many times over. This is one of the things that I do a lot, is find people who know more about programming than me, people known as Eric Shepard or Kelvin Sherlock or Jeff Weiss or Ewan Wanup, and ask them some questions myself. You might be looking through source code on the Opus 2 CD and source code from anywhere you can find and be thinking to yourself, that's how they did this. You might think that you're ready now to take on the world, to write the next great Apple IIgs program. But wait a minute, what are you going to program? That's something we're going to be talking about in our next installment of this series. What are some things that you might want to program? My programming area of interest tends to be around TCP/IP applications, which is why all of my release programs are TCP/IP applications. But there's room for a lot of other things out there. Sometimes you get inspired from a program you use on another computing platform, or sometimes you just want to do something you haven't been able to do before on your Apple II. That might be your inspiration, but we will talk about that, what might be some interesting things that you could develop for the Apple IIgs on our next episode. And that's it for this week. I would like to thank Holy for writing in and letting us know some things about Opus 2 and using it on a programming platform or a computer other than a Macintosh or an Apple IIgs. I would like to thank our sponsors. That would be all of you. That would also be the all-new A2Central.com and JuiceGS. Thank you all very much for pitching in. I would like to thank everyone for listening in. We will talk to you again soon. I am hoping we can get our year-end wrap-up, year-beginning look-forward out next week, but no promises before I have to lie to you again. Remember, everyone, our email address is a2unplugged@gmail.com. Our website is over at www.a2unplugged.com, and our voicemail hotline is 808-218-2737. Mahalo, mafono, ahuho. Thanks for listening, everyone. Aloha and good night.